We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Ches Amud Beis, but we are starting on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph by the two dots. This is five lines from the bottom, where we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Moitzi Shemra, is it sufficient to have three Dayanim, or you need 23 Dayanim? Now, what is Moitzi Shemra? Moitzi Shemra is someone that gets married, and then when he gets married, he realizes she's not a basula. At least the tain is like that, she's not a basula. And he says that she was Mezana while she was a Naira, while she was a Arusa. She is a Naira, that's the sugar that the pasuk is talking about, a Naira. And he tainas that she was Mezana after she was already got Kedushin from him. So between the Kedushin and the Suin, he's tainas she was Mezana. And she's Mezana at that time, she's Chayav Skila. So he comes in, he brings Edim. That it says, you know, brings Edim, or he doesn't bring Edim. And he's tainas like this, I want to get divorced, I'm not giving a Ksuba. And she's not a basula. I'm not going to give a ksuba. She was mezana. And the halacha is that if the father could prove that he's wrong, either by being mazim as edim and disqualifying his edim, or another way, the father proves that she was taka basula, then the halacha is he has to pay 100 kesef. He has to pay a knas. He has to keep her as a wife. And pay 100 kesef. That's the parasha of Moitzi Shemra. So Moitzi Shemra starts off as a taina of money, really, because he walks in, he wants to divorce her and not pay a ksuba. And also could be a shiloh of dinin nefashos if he has edim that she was mezana, then she's chayav misa. So now the Mishnah is talking about a case where he was trying to kill her. Then it's possible you need an edim 23. It wouldn't be a machlokes. So the case over here was that he was coming to be mafsid or ksuba, and not the killer. He's not bringing edim that she was zinsa tachtav, and therefore a mayor in the Mishnah says it's enough for three dayanim because the whole shaila mamonis. The chum say that you need 23 because there's dinin nefashos, because it's shaykh to have dinin nefashos. So the Gemara's question is like this: v'chiyesh by dinin nefashos may hava. I'm saying right now he's coming for money. If there be dinin nefashos, he'll bring 23. Well, what's the problem? Why for money do you need 23? Because shaykh to have dinin nefashos. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Ramea says three, we understand, because it's a shalom omnis. What's pshat in the Chum and say 23? Because shaykh to have dinin nefashos? Right now there's no dinin nefashos. May have amaula, mechosh and las kamifagi. Ramea sov inchosh and las, mevon sov mechosh and las. So we learn Rashi's pshat that Ula says that the machlokes is like this. We'll start with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that if you walk into Beis Din and you say that she was not found a psula, she was mezana, there's going to be a koil, and Edom are probably going to come. It's very possible that Edom will come. They hear about the story and say, yeah, we saw her being mezana. And now if Edom come, you're going to need 23. And if you don't have 23 sitting there, the Tosfos Rosh explains, maybe they're going to paskin with three itself. The Edom going to come, and the three are going to paskin in the fashion of having 23. So you have to have 23 there, even when it comes to tying about Aksuba, because it's going to make a coil, and maybe Edom will come. So you need 23 there, just in case it turns into the fashion. That's why Choshen Laz. And Ramea says, no, ain't Choshen Laz. We're not worried that when he comes in to Taina that she's Mezana, all of a sudden Edom will show up. Ain't Choshen Laz means, like Rashi says, ain't Choshen Shema because she evoiled the best of Yotza Akarl, Yishmu Edom Vivoil, Vidu Shizin Samatachta. So there is a chash. Now, Tosfos is bothered by Loshen Laz. Laz doesn't usually mean that. Laz means something else. That's what it says to the Mishnah. But we're not going to go into we're learning Rashi's Pshat to keep it simple. So that's Ula's Pshat Rameyer. Rameyer says you need three. Why? Because right now it's Dina Mominus. Edom come. We'll bring in 23. The Rabbanon say no. That we are choshish, the Edom are going to come because there's a koil. What's big chashash? Rameyer is not choshish, the Edom will come. There's no chashash. Okay? It's a chance. Nothing to do with this. So, but Rabbanon, once you have a Din Tyre about this, Edom will come. And if Edom come, you're going to need 23, and there's going to be a problem because you're not going to have 23, and the Tosfos Rosh explains you're going to be make it entire without that. The Chiddush Rosh is a little different, says you're going to, the time you get 23, the Edom are going to leave. But either way, that's the Ula's Pshat. Rav Amar no. Kuli Amar Laz et Loich Hashinun. Rav says no Chashash Laz. If someone comes for Ksuba, he's coming for Ksuba. Not worried, Edom are going to come down and say that she was Mezana. So what's the Machlokes Ramei and the Rabbanon? They're arguing if we're worried about the kavod of the Rishonim. You first started off with 23 because the Baal said he's going to bring Edim that she's Mezana. He put out a coil, he said, I'm coming to Bezdin, I have Edim that she's Mezana. Okay, so they got together to Bezdin 23. He walks in, they say, you have Edim? No, I have no Edim. And he's just coming for the Ksuba. So they left the room. But Amaluhum, Daniel made in a moment. Okay, I want to talk about my Ksuba. So Rav Meir holds, okay, you don't have to bring the 23 back in. 3 is enough for that. According to Rabbanon, you have to use all 23 because it's not the covered that you're going to make a din Torah now without them. It looks like you don't trust them. Because you start off din Torah with 23 and then you let them leave. So that's not a covered, and therefore you let them stay. So since it started off as a din Torah for din Nefashos, you leave the 23 there and you let them stay. That's Pshat in the Rabbanon. Choshem l'kvayd Hashem. So this Mechlekes Ula Rava had to learn the Mechlekes Yomei and Rabbanon. Meisvei, Measi Akasha, Top on my base, Chesem on base. Meisvei, the Braisa says, this is the Chacham talking who say you need 23. Chacham Maimrim, Tavu Mamayim Mishloisha. If you're coming for money, it's 3. Tavu Nefasha is for Esv Mishloisha. If you're coming to Bimichayev, his wife Misa, so then there's a Bezdin of 23. So what's going on here? Bishloma l'rava, it's good because tava mama in tchila b'shloisha. If you only start off with mama, then even the rabbanon will agree you don't need 23. Because why do you need 23? You start off saying I have edim for zinsa, and then it turned out you didn't have edim. So now you didn't have edim. So now it's not going to embarrass them and leave with 23 here. But if you came the first place for money, then everyone agrees it's enough 3. So bishloma l'rava. It's someone goes rabba, that's why it's in presence. Bishlam al rabba, tavu mamoin tchila, bishloisha, tavu nefasha is tchila, I feel a mamoin, even mamoin that's mishloisha. Why? Because you don't want to embarrass them. But Ula, remember, Ula says, every time you tie a mamoin, there's a chashin last, which means what? They were worried, eight of them are going to come, and we need 23 here. So even tavu mamoin need 23. So one of the words, chama oimrim, tavu mamoin bishloisha, you always need 23. El Ula, Kasha, Tshver, what in the world is the case? Tavu Mamoin Mishloisha. You always need 23 according to Ula, Mamoin Shapela. Like if you read Rash says, Tavu Mamoin Mishloisha, Hechem Mishkachas, Lala, Oilam, Esfer Shloisha, Rabbanam, Beinam, Mashim, Nechashim, Laz. You always need 23. So how in the world does Ula explain this Braisa according to his Psha and the Rabbanam and the Chacham? Amar Rabba, Aniva, this is Rabba, before it's Rabba. Amar Rabba, Aniva, Risha, Bechaburu, Taigim, No, Manu Rabbi Chia, Ba'oven. I'll explain Ula like this. The story was, the Baal brought Edim that she was Mezana, and the father brought Edim and made a Hazama, La'edim Abal. So now that's done. So now the Av is collecting 100 kesef, because that's the halacha, that if it's found that he was lying, you pay 100 kesefs. Now who's coming? It's a new din Torah now. It's a new din Torah of Mamoin. The Av is coming to collect from the Baal. And that is when you need 3. Because Doch Shash Laz, you already had the Edim, you already disqualified Edim. So it's a new din Torah now. The din Torah of the Av connected the Baal. Vevia Av Edim is even the Baal. Now Baal Lidvois Mamoin the Baal. The father's coming to collect from the Baal. Bishloisha. V'makim Nefashois. Be'esim Bishloisha. And Makim Fashois means when it's a Shalom Nefashois, it's 23. Anytime it's chashash tefashos, even with tchilas adin, even by the beginning, if you come just for a moment, the chashash edim might come of adin 23. Here it was already taken care of. You went through the process of zins already, and that was disqualified. Now it's the father coming, so it's a new din Torah. So therefore, there's no shiloh of anything. If you look at the Rashi at the end of vehezimum, Rashi says v'hochik ka'amar ba av ligvois mabam mebal shenimtzo kvar shakrin. Then it's b'shloisha, it's 3. Why? That's mono achriti. It's a new din Torah. V'afilu kavir rishonim lekel l'mei mahacha. The din achrinu. There's no shal kavir rishonim. Even though there's no tzad, Ula never learned the sugi of kavir rishonim. But Rashi, for some reason, speaks out of Rav Chalimilsa. He says, even kavir rishonim, you don't have in this case. Because din achrinu. The mikara baal hava teveya v'hashta av katova. Before was the baal, now it's the father. That's the answer to the braisa. What? Of course. Wait a minute. Of course. We knows is the 3 mumchen, even we said. Yeah. Instead of 4 by Kefal, you need Bezdin. Of course you need Bezdin for the Knas, 100 Kesef. Yeah. So that's what it means. Chamayrim tovu bama mishloisha means after you're ready to disqualify edim, you're coming from moment of 100 because you need 3. Tovu nefasha means every other case, basically, even tovu bama in the beginning, it's shaykh to have nefashas, best mishloisha. That's the way Ula answers this price. So the Gemara vaiters, Abai Omar, the Gemara is going to have a bunch of different shotim in this machloikis, Rameir and the Chachamim. I didn't count it, but it could be it's around 10 different shotim. Abai Omar, the Kuli Omar, Chashina Lulas. We already had two. We already had Ula and we had Rabba. Now we have Abai Omar, the Kuli Omar, Chashina Lulas. Everyone agrees with Chashina Lulas. It means if Adam, if a Baal walks in and says she is a Be'ula, the Adam going to come. What's the word? Which means once you gather 23, you always worry about 23. So what's the Shalia? What's the Chashina Meir and the Chum? How come I ask on going to Asru Bostam? The Edom who came said that that when they made a Asra on the Isha, they didn't tell her which Misa she's Chayiv. They just said, Stam, Yichayiv Misa. We'll explain this after we see this Gemara. Going to Asra B'Stam, Bahai Tanahu. And it's this Tana, the Tanah Lentana Braisam. V'shar Kochayiv Misis, Shabbatayru, which means not Mesis Mediach. A Mesis is someone who convinced someone to do a Vedizara. We're much more strict with him. They were much more strict with the person to give him Misa very easily. But Shar Kochayiv Misis Shabbatayru, you don't give the person Misa, Ela Be'eda, you need 23 Dayanim, Ve'edim, you need Edim, Ve'hasra, and you need Hasra, and also Ve'achi Yedi'u Shuchayiv Misa's Bezdin. You also have to make sure that the Edim are warn the person, Yechayiv Misa's Bezdin. That's the Tanakam of this Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Achi Yedi'u Be'ezim Misa Nera. You don't have to tell them which Misa it was Nera. So what's the Tarek? So our Mishnah is talking about a case that he brought Edom, b'tchilas hazmanos l'din. He brought Edom by the beginning of the schola of the hazmana, and the Edom said already in front of three, they said, by the way, we saw Bimazana, but we didn't warn her and say which Misa it is. They didn't say, you said Yichayev Misa. They didn't say Yichayev Skila. She's Yichayev Skila. They didn't say that. So Rameya holds, there's no din in Fasusi anymore. Because Rameya holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be Maidia which Misa she's getting killed for. And therefore, in such a case, there's no possibility of having Dina Nefashos. Why not? Because we already know the Edom are here, not going to come. The Edom are here. They have the Edom. And the Edom is saying clearly, they did not warn her which Misa. And therefore, we know it's not going to be Dina Nefashos, therefore it's enough with three. But the Chum say no. That you could get Misa even though you didn't tell her which Misa it is, and therefore you need 23. Are you going to ask me, how in the world did you find out from those Edim that they didn't do, they said Edis already? We need 23 for the Edis. Mavuya here in the Sugya, and that's a big Machlokes Rishonim, it's a bride in the Sugya, that even if you hold, even that we know, Din HaFasus is 23, the Kabbalah's Edis could be in front of 3. It's the Psak Din has to be a day 23. But the Kabbalah's Edis could be a 3. So here, The husband came in with two Edom, and the two Edom said in front of three Dayanim, we saw Bimazana, but we didn't say which Misa she's Chayiv. So then, the three Dayanim don't gather 23, because there's no way she's getting a Misa. And there's no question Laz either, which means no new Edom are coming. We have the Edom here. The Edom are here, alive in color. But they were not the Masra for the right thing. Therefore, Ameir says, enough with three. The Chum say, no, you still need 23. That's because you need 23. Now, that's the Machlokes Rameh and the Chum. It's in a specific case. The case was your Masra, but Shloim Misa.
According to what you just said now, the 20 yeah. Have to hear
the Reuven Kilchin
or whoever.
They don't have to hear. The 11th Eidus three, and then that's enough. Kabbalah's Eidus. Yeah, they said. Yeah, they said we have Eidus. Yeah, we have Eidus. Yeah. Now, just the Fizah, you have to go back in Chesmin. We had a Mesvei that the Chum say, Tavu Mama Mishloisha, Tavu Fashas Vesem Mishloisha. What's the case, Tavu Mama Mishloisha? What's the case? So you have to say, if he's there, the same answer we answered on Ula. The Tov Marim Shloisha means a case where there was Hazama, and then the father is coming to collect from the Baal. That's the case. You have to say the same way that we answered before in Ula or Chiyavav, and you have to answer the same way. Because it comes after Rabbanon, where they always need 23. Because the same with Choshen lies, you always need 23 for Rabbanon, basically. Almost every single case. Because you Choshen lies, and even when the Edom come and say they were master for the right thing, even then, you need 23. So you basically always need 23. So when's the case, Tov Marim Shloisha, means when the father is coming to collect the 100 kesef. So that's another pshat, the third pshat in the Machlokes Rameh and the Chum. Rapapa Amar, a fourth pshat. Papa Amar, Hocha be'isha chaveira askinon. Very similar pshat to the pshat before. A different reason why there's no chance she's in mechayiv misa. You know why? Because they never made asra at all. The two Edom come in and say, "Yeah, we saw b'mezana. We didn't give her asra, but she was a chaveira. She was a tam. She was knew what she was talking about. She was a talmud chacham." Rav Papa Amar Hocha be'isha chaveira askinon. V'kamifik yepluktu the Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda Rabbanon. Tanya Rishu Yehuda Aimer chaver. A someone who knows halacha ain't tzarech asra. You don't have to master them. If you slay nitda asra, Allah hafchem and shaygel amazed. The whole point of asra is they should know if it's mutter or asr. They can't say I thought it was mutter, but if it's a chaver, you know, they know it's mutter. So here the case was the two edim walked in and said that we saw b'mezana, but we did not warn her, but she was a chavera. So Rameya holds no, she's not chayv misa because there's no asra. Therefore, three is enough. The Chum say, no, you still need 23, because even though there's no Asra, since she's a Chaveira, we don't need Asra. And therefore, you Chayav Misa. That's Pshat number 4. Rav Ashi Omar, also a similar Pshat. Rav Ashi Omar, the fifth Pshat, Kegoin, the Asru Bey Malkus. They warned her, but they warned her for a completely wrong thing. They warned her for Malkus, not for Ketala. So now, Lekuli Alma, she ain't getting Misa. Because if you warn a person for Malkus and not Mises Bezdin, you cannot get Mises Bezdin. So what's the Machlekes if you need 3 or 23? The Machlekes is the Machlekes we have in the Mishnah. How many 8 Dayanim do you need by Malkus? V'kamifgi aplukta de Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanon. The Tanan, Makos v'Shloisha. Makos is 3 Dayanim, Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel. Omru v'Esrim v'Shloisha. If you need 23, and we'll see in the Gemara Daf Yud, we'll explain what the Bir Machlekes is, why Malkus needs 3 or 23. But that's because Rameh and the Chum is really the same Machlekes. Interesting, the same Mishnah, the same Machlekes twice. That a machlekes is 3 or 23, which means like this. The case is that she was mezana taka. She was taka mezana, and the edim are good edim. But the edim warned her for Malkus, and the machlekes is, how many people do you need for Malkus? Do you need 3 dayanim or 23 dayanim?
She's not getting Malkus either way.
Huh?
Not getting Malkus either
way. She sure is getting Malkus.
It's long.
Yeah, but the luck is that every Mises Bezdin has a lav also. As a lav also. And this man name holds, this is my chalikas, we're on the Gemara, but lav, shenitin la, zaras, misas, bez, and loikin a lav. Even a lav, this is a lav, even a lav that has a misa, still get Malkus. So if you warn her for Malkus, so here, she's going to get Malkus, not the Ketala, not misa. But the child is, how many dayom do you need for that? So Rameyah says, 3 is enough, because he holds 3 is enough for Malkus. And everyone holds, you need 23. And Rameyah, we'll continue more of these terutzim on tomorrow's shir.